Daily Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to the phones. Cameron in Great Britain, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks very much for taking my call. Mike, there is an item that I would like to report, and also sort of, this has 2 points to it. There was an article on BBC website, UK department, the news, yesterday about Trident submarine. Is that a deterrent or what? And surprisingly, it had a comment section on it. So within about 4 hours, there was about 1,005 comments in there. Which out of that 1,005 comments, about 3 or 4 were against, were for Trident, and about 1,000 people were against it. Within a matter of hours, BBC completely removed all the comments and hit the article deep, deep within the website, that you had to actually do a search, proper search, to find where they hit their website.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, two things. First of all, in the UK, we pay a TV license, so-called TV license, as you're aware, which funds BBC, so they don't have to sort of rely on corporations or companies for funding or government. Now, as sort of this is the case, they have to be answerable to people. They've actually silenced, the last time I checked was about 1,005 people. They removed it in about 5 hours of it being there. I'm sure there were much more at the end of that. They easily silenced people. They easily removed the public opinion about this, and they hid it in somewhere deep in their site. The second point that I want to make is, what are we made of with people? Nobody did anything in UK about this. Nobody actually sort of even went on Twitter or, to say, well, what happened to my comment? What happened to the article?
Let me first of all comment. We don't know that Twitter is free from interference. Now, what BBC may have had happen is they may have been hit with a British government denotice. So this would be the government rather than the BBC saying you need to de-emphasize this and get it off, because we don't need popular opposition to our growing nuclear arsenal at a time when we're spending so much money buying and supporting and building the Trident-class submarines. I presume that if they're going to go out and start suppressing stories in BBC, that they might have computers reading the Twitter feeds and deleting anything there that makes a reference to it. The NSA has completely penetrated all of these systems, and I would say if there was a growing Twitter movement that the U.S. government did not like, that they are in a very good position to shut it down or deflect it.
Well, that's the thing, Mark. The reason we pay that license fee, so-called license fee, is because we don't want the government to have any say in what BBC does.
You're being naive here. We pay taxes to our government to make sure our food is safe to eat, the drugs are safe to take, to keep the roads and waterways and railways in good repair. We're not getting any of that. The government takes the money, shares it with their cronies, and then comes back and asks for more. Anyway, listen, Cameron, I'm going to let you go because I want to get to this next phone call before the commercial break. Tony in Indiana, aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. A couple things real quick about this current cause, media cause celeb of the three kidnapped Israeli teens. In regards to the mainstream media, the carnival barkers, politicians hooting and hollering, gnashing their teeth, you didn't hear that about Rachel Corrie, did you?
No, you didn't. Absolutely. Or Furgan Dogan, who was the American who was killed on the Mavi Marmara.
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You didn't hear it about the 33 Americans who were killed on the USS Liberty.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for much of the Western media, there's a very strange bias because, you know, the names and photos of these three Israeli teenagers have been plastered all over the American corporate news. And this Palestinian who got killed yesterday is just being referred to, for the most part, as a Palestinian. I had to go to the New York Times Online Edition to get this guy's name.
Yeah, they don't even throw away the word teenager.
No, they absolutely don't. It's supposed to be this nameless, faceless, oh, it's just one of those Palestinians you're not supposed to care about. But the bias is just extraordinarily obvious.
Okay, one more thing, I'll let you go. I know you're busy this week. Another thing I've noticed, I'm in my mid-40s. I went to junior high and high school in the mid-80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably know what I'm talking about. You remember those old, in history or civics class, those old newsreel camera, you'd watch a film on a reel, right?
I mean the film strips.
The film strips, that's it, right.
Yeah.
Remember the ones they'd always show us to tell us how evil those Germans were in World War II because of their collective punishment?
Yes.
Where's that? It's going on right now.
It absolutely is. It's going on. Poroshenko is doing it to eastern Ukraine. Netanyahu's doing it to the West Bank and Gaza. You know, collective punishment is a crime only when it's being done by somebody we don't like. And
thanks,
if it's
Mike.
Somebody we like, well, it's justice and it's retribution and it's divine,
right.
You know, whatever.
Thanks, Michael.
You got it. And it basically underscores the fact there is no consistent U.S. foreign policy. It's just saying whatever they want to say to sell you whatever they want to do right now. We're going to take John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, by the way, I'm looking at your image on the channel, and you're looking rather troubled, young man.
Well, there's a lot on my mind here. I'm having trouble sleeping. The RIMPAC is out there. They've got the planes going and the ships going, and they're running pretty late and pretty early here. And every time the building rattles, I sit up and I wake up. Plus, we've had a bunch of robberies in the neighborhood, so I'm like flinchy from that too. I hear a noise outside, and I'm up there, you know, with my pirate's cutlass ready to slash them all as they come in through the window.
Yep. Okay, well, what I wanted to mention is these stories about the BBC. The BBC was really brought into being in the early 1920s, and it always was British intelligence.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true of all the American networks, Operation Mockingbird. You know, I thought BBC was just a place where the atheist child molesters could find employment.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we know that the best friend of Jimmy Savile and the other paedophiles was Prince Charles, so but they're steering well clear of that, of course.
Oh, my goodness. I'm rather sorry to hear that. I actually got to meet the prince many, 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 many years ago, and at the time, he seemed like a pretty decent guy. I met him at London's Magic Circle.
Yeah, well, it's well known that he visited Jimmy Savile in his Scottish Croft and went to these parties.
Oh, I was so naive all those years ago. I'm sorry to hear. But, you know, and again, I don't have a problem with what consenting adults do in their bedroom with each other and various household appliances. It's just hands off the kids. Hands off the kids. And I don't know, maybe it's just something that they've got so much money and so much power, there's no thrill and excitement to life because they get everything that they want. And this is just their way of getting their adrenaline going, is to go out and do some things that are just really kind of beyond the pale, just to prove to themselves they can do it. Where you get, you know, people like Ursabat Bathory, who's out there becoming the real-life version of the Vampire Queen. Anyway, back to BBC. Oh, and we're coming up on a commercial. We're going to come up here on a commercial break, so I'm going to have to hold you through the commercial break into the next segment. Is that going to be okay?
Yes, fine, Michael.
All right, so we got about 10 seconds to the commercial break, and we're going to come back with John in Barbados. When we finish with John, I went to get on to this whole immigration situation. It is really starting to look like something that's gone either completely out of control or there's something truly nefarious going on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Woo!
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago, when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try iodine now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did the
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to finish up here with John in Barbados and the BBC.
Well, yes, Michael, thank you. Well, the BBC, as I say, has always been an arm of the British Secret Service. They are very skilled at psychological warfare using images that are quite damning. But actually, when you look at the images, for example, those four children that they claimed were Syrians gassed by Assad turned out to be Iraqi kiddies killed by America in Fallujah.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this sort of nonsense has been going on in the BBC right since its inception. You look at the war. It was the BBC giving cricket scores. Actually, the cricket scores were a hidden code for the French underground and various other... So it's always
well, the personal announcements,
same.
Too. I mean, yeah, it definitely was here. You know, one of the tools that has been given to us on the Internet that we need to be aware of is Google's image search function, where you go over on Google, you type in a search term, you click images, and you'll get a selection of pictures. You can drag and drop a picture of your own onto that search box, and it will try and find other copies of that picture from which you can identify where it really came from. and help identify these frauds. And now that I've said that, Google's probably going to disconnect that. But at the moment, it's one of the most powerful tools to locate, for example, the source images that were used to make those phony photos of the dead Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
and
well,
it is,
I mean,
it's a very powerful tool for researchers to use.
Well, the BBC have always had this cozy relationship with the Tavistock Institute. This is the psychological warfare of British intelligence stroke military intelligence, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, I suppose, equivalent to your, it escapes me now.
John, you're not telling us anything we have not already known all along. We know that the American corporate media are hand in glove with the intelligence agencies since the end of World War II. When I briefly worked at CBS Television City, the CIA tried to recruit me. I turned them down because they asked me to do something I was not morally comfortable with, and my job magically vanished about 2 weeks later here. So, I mean, yeah. We already know the corporate media is controlled by the intelligence agencies in all of these countries, and Britain is no exception. John, I got to let you go. We're running out of time, and I want to get over to Alex in Canada. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've just been catching up with a couple of your podcasts, and you made an interesting comment a couple of days ago about the immigrants coming across the border, and you warned them. You said, you better watch out. You know, you're 14 years old now, but just beware of the draft. And I think you honestly hit the nail on the head. I just went on, you know, Wikipedia, and you look at the size of the military of some of these opposing countries, including active military, reserve military, and the paramilitary. You know, China has just under 4 million. India has just under 5 million. Russia has just under 4 million. And the USA just has just over 2 million. The largest of them all, in fact, was Korea, with way in excess of 5 million. I don't think there's any question at all the U.S. is building an army. I absolutely believe that.
Well, so the question is, who is it directed against? Because the latest estimate now is that 50,000 of these young men aged 14 to 17 have now come across the border. Many are being housed in these reactivated army bases. Is the U.S. training them as an army to attack foreign countries or to basically protect the U.S. government against an enraged American people? That's the other possibility.
Yeah, and that's the question. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree with you about the nuclear component of this. But, you know, on the stage of world opinion, I think if the United States did make a first, attack, I don't think that would bode well on the world stage. I do think they would look at a military action on the start. I'm sure they'd leave all options on the table, but
do is they'll do a false flag, just like they started, got into World War I with, or the Spanish-American War with, or Vietnam with. I mean, no, the U.S. will not do a preemptive nuclear strike against Russia. They'll set off a nuke in the U.S. and say, oh, Russia struck first. Ba-da-boom.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, that guy the other day, your caller, he said that Russia's called up 2 million of its reservists already for training. Mm-hmm. That's pretty telling. I mean, Putin's preparing for something.
Well, he's wise to do so. I mean, the U.S.
Yep.
Ever since 2003, the U.S. has been invading country after country after country. The United States has spent the last decade invading other people's countries. And Putin understands the real agenda here, to force the world back onto the U.S. dollar, to end the threat of the ruble, to end the threat of the yuan. And Putin understands the U.S. is pushing towards an outright war with Russia to solve their problems. Just like they did, you know, crash of 1907, World War I, crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008, and here we are. We are in World War III.
I agree.
And we need to find some way to derail it before it actually does go full-on nuclear, because now we've got that parliamentarian in Kiev is talking about preemptive nuclear strikes against the civilians of eastern Ukraine for daring to not want to be slaves to that unelected government. This is a very dangerous situation, and we have these wild cards like Israel, who would not hesitate to set off a nuclear bomb as long as they could blame Iran for it to get that war going. You know, it's all these little scams and games and propaganda deceptions. They're all coming to a head all at the same time, and it's a very, very dangerous, unstable situation.
And it's happening very, very quickly. I mean, the
yes,
financial thing, all these countries going up against the dollar, it's snowballing. And it's clear to me the U.S. has totally lost control of the situation.
I would absolutely agree. I am still very concerned about the potential for this coming weekend either to be a distraction from some very ugly situations happening in Iraq or Ukraine, or possibly even a false flag. They've been talking about the Russian hackers have broken into America's power companies and they're going to shut down the entire grid. They could do that. They could do that tomorrow night and just derail everybody's plans for the entire holiday weekend. And we come back on the 7th, and the power comes back on, the TV comes up and says, those Russians, they ruined your 4th of July holiday. And, yeah, you know, at this point, that's all they've got left to play. Because everything this government is saying, nobody's believing it. Everything this corporate media is saying, nobody's believing it. The poll numbers are showing an absolute loss of all trust and confidence, yeah, in the corporate media and the government by the American people. So the people who want to move this war agenda forward, all they've got left is a big, new, scary version of 9/11, something that has to actually impact everybody directly so they personally feel the threat or at least the inconvenience. And yeah, jet planes into buildings isn't going to do it. We've been hearing all this talk about how, you know, hackers, you know, Russian hackers, they know they're Russian hackers. You know, they have infiltrated all these power stations to shut them off. And again, the part that should be there and isn't is, why would Russia do something that stupid? It doesn't get them anything, because all the military installations have their own isolated power supplies. All Russia would get from shutting and blacking out cities across Europe and the United States is to just seriously piss off a lot of people at Russia, which is why it is absolutely guaranteed that if there are these massive blackouts, it's going to be by the U.S. and Israel and Europe in order to trick their people into being seriously ticked off at the Russians to get the war agenda going.
Yeah.
But we all need to start asking, who benefits from all this stuff? And why would Russia do this? Why would Assad gas his own people? And so forth and so on. Why would Putin send 3 tanks into eastern Ukraine? Look for what should be there and isn't, and you will spot the government lies. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops, they go.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Stepping on back, apparently Israeli soldiers have destroyed the homes of two suspects that have been named in this kidnapping case. Now, they picked two names of Palestinians and said, these are our suspects for this dastardly deed of kidnapping and killing these three Israeli teenagers. And the IDF went into the families' homes where these two suspects lived, and they trashed the place. This is a common Israeli tactic of simply going in and bulldozing the home of anybody who might possibly be a terrorist suspect. No proof required, no court trial. Oh, I think he's a terrorist suspect. Send in those Caterpillar bulldozers. The important aspect of this is, if they think these kids are actual suspects in the kidnapping and death of the three teenagers, why are they destroying one of the best possible sources of evidence to support that claim? It's very obvious they already know. It's just a gigantic hoax. They've picked a couple of patsies to blame this on. And they go in and they smash the homes. They're not worried about compromising potential evidence. They know there isn't any there. Now, getting on to domestic issues, up in Detroit, the residents are basically calling the water shutoffs a crime. Crime against humanity, a violation of their basic rights. They're agitating for a moratorium on shutoffs, because they literally cannot live without water, and they rightly feel that the profitability of a water company cannot be held to be more valuable than the lives of the customers. This is another example of why privatization is a disaster for the people of the nation. Because it used to be that water, like the currency, like the electricity, like the roads, like the schools and the hospitals, were handled and managed by the government as a public utility to serve the public interest, not to make a fast buck. And as the money junkies gain more and more control over the nation through this artificially created debt machine, the Federal Reserve, and they call for the privatization of assets. We're seeing it all over Europe. We've been seeing it all over the United States. They'll take over the people's water supply, the people's roads, the people's electricity. And they hike the rates because, by golly, we're here to make money. And they shut it off. We've been hearing from the CEO of the Nestle Corporation, water is not a basic human right. It should be commoditized. We, the corporations, ought to be making money off of it. Which is where we get these nonsensical stories like that guy in Oregon who was sent to jail for 30 days for collecting the rain that fell on his own property. Story over at Investment Watch Blog, the end of an era for U.S. consumer spending. We've been flogged by advertising and media and easy credit to just drown in debt, buying all kinds of things we really mostly did not need in the first place. Story from Investment Watch Blog, warning that for years now we've borrowed from the future to live a better now. Well, the future is here. And there is no more out there for us to pledge as collateral, to do more borrowing on, and all the low interest rates, zero interest rates in the world aren't going to fix that. And now the hammer is coming down because starting today, actually yesterday, interest on new student loans for those seeking to go to college rises by 20%. And it occurs to me, what's really going on here with all of this? Because when I was young, college was affordable. I worked my way through college as a professional magician. And there were scholarships. I won a scholarship coming out of high school. And the costs of college were very reasonable. But the cost of college has soared way out of proportion with inflation. And financial support for college students has evaporated. It's all gone away. Unless you're a member of some privileged minority group, there's no financial support for ordinary American kids to go to college. So you're being told by the corporate media, go to college, you'll have a high... far back. Oh, my goodness. What an adventure that was here. And let's see. Are we in a commercial break here? No, we're coming up on the commercial break. So we've had some strangeness with the Internet. Must be those gosh darn Russian hackers. And they hate the What Really Happened show. And so forth and so on. Or just could be all those student cyber warriors over at the U.S. Army post where they are basically told to train their cyber war skills on the Patriot Truth Movement websites. And we know we've been having all kinds of problems with that as well. Alrighty, let's see. My server seems to be okay. No, actually, my server seems to. Let's go to a commercial break here. I got to sort out this mess that's going on. We'll be right back after these words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And boy, these people are getting really, really obvious. Reuters is now reporting that the U.S. government is warning internet service providers and power companies and everybody else to check their computer networks looking for the Russian energetic bear hacker attacks. So it looks like we're starting the ramp up to a virtual 9/11 where they're going to crash the power stations and the net and say, oh, it was the Russians who did it. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you on that one. I know we've got a caller on the line, but before we do that, I want to go back for the benefit of the RBN audience, the part that you missed when our communications were taken down, is that this scheme of highly inflated college tuition, way out of scale with inflation, coupled with the loss of financial support for ordinary students, is bringing about a new form of indentured servitude, where in order to have a better life, you are told you must go through college. Just like poor British were told, if you want a better life, you have to cross the Atlantic and come to the colonies. And somebody with money generously offers to fund your passage across the Atlantic or your passage through college in exchange for years of service afterwards. They're bringing back indentured servitude. The goal of the New World Order is to return the world to feudalism, where the lords and ladies own it all, and you spend your life in toil, paying rent just to be alive. That's what the money junkies want. That's what they're after. All right, Joan in Los Angeles. Aloha, Joan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I love you. It's been so great listening to you. I just had to share my experience of jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
That, you're basically forced to be put on or else a warrant and a $1,500 fine. And then to be put on a possible, drug offense of a half a gram of meth that we all know that Ritalin and everything that. So basically, who's really controlling the country if the cartels control me, that I can be fined, a warrant put out for my address or arrest, and jailed if I don't show up to be on jury duty for a half a gram of meth, wasting taxpayers' money, putting them in jail, paying taxpayers' money.
Okay, Joan, can I back up and ask a question? Who had the half a gram of meth? Was it the person who was supposed to be going to trial?
Well, I was only on the selection. I didn't go through the whole trial, but
You keep using that half a gram of meth, and I'm not sure where that plugs into the story, so let's let that go. Jury duty is something I think people ought to do. Unfortunately, too many people find reasons to get out of it. I remember when I lived in Los Angeles, the clerk of the court would do a wink of the eye and a nudge. If you were working in film production, they would basically delay your jury duty. Given the circumstances, I'd like to serve on a jury because I think it's our duty, and I think the American people can take back control of their judicial system by being on the jury and remembering that juries do have powers over and above those of the judge. Through the process of jury nullification, the jury can decide on their own. The reason the jury is there, the jury can decide the law is a bad law. It is being poorly applied. that this person, there are extenuating circumstances. And so I would encourage people, unless there's serious mitigating circumstances, I would encourage you to take part in the jury process.
Well, I did. When the judge got to me, he asked me, and I said, well, jury nullification. My roommate had jury duty a few weeks ago, and he said that he watched. Any lawyer that said anybody had any knowledge of jury nullification, they were taken off case.
Yeah, they have, each lawyer on the side gets so many discretionary changes of potential jurors. It's not infinite. They only have a few number of them, and they tend to guard those and use them judiciously. I've always found going in there and screaming death penalty for parking violations is generally going to get me kicked off the jury pool. John, we got to let you go. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and I have a bunch of other stuff I need to get to. Now, as I started to mention before, there's this venture capitalist, Tim Draper, who succeeded in buying up the entire haul of 30,000 bitcoins that the U.S. government seized from Silk Road. Go into Silk Road, declare what they're doing is illegal, take all their wealth, sell it, make a bunch of money. Civil forfeiture here. But apparently, this Tim is working with this Varum that is trying to use the bitcoins as a liquidity source for new alternative trading platforms. This does not bode well for the U.S. dollar. Remember what we were talking about yesterday? There's an oil exchange in Kuwait that's opening up that will accept bitcoins in payment. California has now signed, the California governor signed a law saying bitcoins are legal tender inside California. Even the American people don't want to be using that U.S. dollar anymore. And they're very wise and prudent to do that. Alrighty, I want to talk about this immigration situation. There is something really messed up about this. Now, the good news is there is an amazing story out in Murrieta, California, yesterday, where three Department of Homeland Security buses were going to just drop off a bunch of these undocumented women and children into the middle of California and just abandon them there. Okay, and they were met by a crowd of 300 protesters who forced the buses to turn around, drive down to San Diego, and leave the people off there on this side of the border. My question is, you're there at the border. Drive across the border, open the door, and kick them out there. Maybe we need to build a trebuchet and just start flinging them back over the fence here. Now, officials in Murrieta are saying any additional buses coming into that part of California will be met by a crowd, and they will be denied permission to open those doors and dump these illegal immigrants on them. Now, there's a growing major problem regarding the possible health consequences of this flood of new illegal immigrants. And apparently, there's stories, we've seen it in a couple locations, Fox News, White House whispers are reporting that doctors and nurses who are working with some of these illegal alien children at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio are being told they cannot discuss the health condition of these illegals, or they will be arrested. I don't even know what law possibly applies to this. But apparently their cell phones are being taken away from them while they're on the premises, and they're being told if they talk to anybody about the contagious diseases these kids are bringing in, they will be arrested. On what grounds? Under what law is the government allowed to arrest doctors and nurses for saying, hey, we've got a problem, these people are all covered in lice? And apparently there are other locations in the country where the medical inspectors are seeing these kids come off the buses and come off the airplanes, and they're just covered with these parasites, which means everybody on the plane with them has been contaminated, infected. Scabies, swine flu, infectious tuberculosis. What is this government thinking? Some of the doctors and nurses are out there screaming that the illegal immigrants are being given more rights by the federal government than the health workers. Another story out of 10news.com, a local station, saying that more and more of these illegal immigrants are having to be hospitalized. There is something going on there. Was that agenda for more Democratic voters or instant soldiers worth potentially a health care catastrophe in the United States? And what do we have to take care of us if we come down with this new swine flu or infectious tuberculosis? We've got Obamacare. We're going to have to be dependent on Obamacare. Talk about the kiss of death. Now, apparently, a member of Congress went down to inspect the conditions in his own district where some of these unaccompanied immigrant children are being kept, and a Health and Human Services official blocked his entry. Health and Human Services refused to allow the congressman whose district it was to actually see the condition of these kids. Something very ugly is going on. We're going to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be right back.